Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, coming up in a few weeks, it is time to do open enrollment again for insurance, but there are some changes. To find out more about what's going on with this year's open enrollment period, we talked with Lance Boyer from the North Dakota Farmers Union Insurance. So open enrollment for this period that we're going to be talking about right now with North Dakota Farmers Union, who is this going to affect?
As we head into October and November, in October, we're going to start to impact the folks that are on Medicare. It's their chance for what's called the annual election period, where they can make a move on their Medicare Advantage plan or their Part D drug plan. And we always encourage folks to use that time. The date starts on October 15th, and it only runs through December 7th, so it's a fairly short window. And once you make your decision, you're locked in for the year. And because these plans do have changes to how they're covered and the pricing, I encourage you to find your local agent and during that time period, get it reviewed.
And is there any changes for this particular insurance that you're talking about?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, in North Dakota, Medicare Advantage has been here, but we've got a couple new plans that are coming in. Two new carriers, or not new carriers, but old carriers are bringing in some new plans. And Medicare Advantage is the fastest growing segment of Medicare right now. Most folks are covered by a traditional Medicare and a Medicare supplement. The Medicare Advantage plans are another piece of Medicare. They're called Part C. And they have a lot of value over traditional Medicare supplement. There's a lot of benefits that they have access to through these plans that they don't have now or haven't had in the past. Some of those benefits include over-the-counter supplies. They can go in, and the plan will actually pay for things like aspirin, just basically over-the-counter stuff. In addition to that, they'll pay for gym memberships, so folks at any age can get in shape. Telehealth is becoming a big part of it, and that's included in the package. So these Medicare Advantage plans are exciting, so I encourage folks to get out and have an insurance agent take a look at the options and show them what's available.
As far as pricing goes, or maybe even just with COVID-19, are you seeing any kind of big changes in these areas?
You know, we're not. You know, for these folks on Medicare with these Advantage plans, they're actually priced less than traditional Medicare supplements. Folks can save substantial premium dollars. And for our younger folks that are on health insurance under 65, you know, last year our state enacted a waiver, and it drove prices down a little bit. And from what we see out in the industry, it looks like it worked. We don't see any large increases coming with some of the carriers. A few of them, I think, had some double-digit numbers. It's all available out on the insurance department website for folks that are interested in snooping around.
Okay, well, let's move along here. We talked quite a bit about what's going on with Medicare. What other types of insurance during this window we want to know about?
Well, starting November 1st is going to be the enrollment for the ACA plans, the metallic plans. And we haven't seen a big movement in pricing there. You know, we've got our big three carriers in the state that are going to be on the exchange again. We've got Blue Cross, Sanford, and Medica. So folks will have some nice choices. There's several different plan options. And that enrollment date runs from November 1st to December 15th. So again, a fairly short window for an important decision. Plans and prices do change each year. So again, I encourage you to go find your local agent and make sure you review those plans, because they lock you in for the next 12 months, so make sure you have the right plan.
This is Inside Agriculture.